This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Constitution requires the governor to reside at the seat of government in Helena, but Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has claimed a homestead tax exemption on his longtime home on the outskirts of Bozeman, a designation that requires the property to be occupied as a principal residence, meaning that that is his home for at least 7 months of the year. That violates the constitutional requirement that the Montana governor reside at the state's seat of government in Helena. And now it looks as though the governor is pressing a new rule. A pending Department of Revenue rule would make an exception to the occupancy requirement for residents who are absent from their home for work assignments. The 1972 Montana Constitution requires that the governor and other executive branch officials, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, and state auditor, each reside at the seat of government, defined as in Helena, except during periods of emergency resulting from disasters or enemy attack. Gianforte's decision to live in Bozeman has drawn occasional scrutiny from Democratic lawmakers. As Gianforte was seeking re-election in 2024, he was listed as voting as a Gallatin County resident and listing a Bozeman address on hunting licenses and claiming a property tax rebate on the Bozeman home. Several Helena neighbors around what was then Gianforte's main Helena residence said they typically saw him there only on Mondays and Tuesdays and infrequently. Residency questions have come up occasionally with Montana elected officials in recent years, but not in ways that have necessarily produced clear legal guidance on how much time in Helena the constitutional residency requirement requires. The homestead exemption is a component of a second home tax policy passed by the state legislature and signed into law by Gianforte, a Republican, earlier this year. The new tax approach functions by raising the state's default residential tax rates, then offering a discount to properties that qualify for the exemption as owner-occupied homesteads or long-term rental properties. Most of the state's homeowners were automatically qualified for a homestead exemption on their primary residence after receiving this year's round of property tax rebates, which were technically available only to homes used as principal residences for at least 7 months in 2024. Others have been able to qualify via an application that requires making a similar attestation. That application and a similar one for long-term rental landlords are open through March 1st of next year. The controversy about Gianforte extends beyond his Bozeman residency. The land under his Manley Road home in Bozeman and surrounding parcels of land also owned by the Gianfortes are classified as agricultural property, which qualifies them for much, much cheaper property taxes under longtime provisions of the state's property tax code. And now the homestead exemption will apply to the home structure, valued separately from the underlying land at $1.5 million by the Montana Department of Revenue. According to calculations, the home's taxable value would be about 39% higher next year without the homestead exemption. That means that Gianforte, a billionaire from the sale of Right Now Technologies to Oracle before Gianforte's run for governor, will get about $2,600 in savings on his property taxes. The governor owns at least three other Montana properties, including the historic Hauser Mansion in Helena, which the Gianfortes purchased in early 2024 with the intent to ultimately donate the home to the state. Property records indicate that a limited liability company associated with the Gianfortes still owns another $1.3 million home in Helena's mansion district that they occupied earlier in his term as an alternative to the state's official governor's residence. The Gianfortes also own a fourth residence worth $4 million on Georgetown Lake between Phillipsburg and Anaconda. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.